You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is your host and founder of the Pharmacy Podcast, Todd Urey. Excited to bring new career opportunities through the RxVIP movement. Many of you have been listening to the Pharmacy Podcast and have made comments through Twitter, LinkedIn, and even Instagram on RxVIP Concierge. And I'm excited to bring back the founder and one of our greatest podcasting colleagues, Mr. Ken Sturtfeld. Well, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast again, Ken.
Well, Todd, it's a pleasure as always, and thank you for having me back on the air.
Delighted to have you back on the air because you're doing things that are quite out of the box, very aggressive in helping us to transform from that prescription-based pharmacy model to really bringing in some value adds and also caring for the patient where the patient is. We know how many physicians out there, appointments to see patients, their logs are backed up, appointments are backed up. RxVIP Concierge is now accepting applications from licensed PharmDs and PharmD candidates graduating this year to join that nationwide team of healthcare professionals who want to work in collaboration with other healthcare providers. And you've mentioned so many different things to me and our listeners throughout the years that you've been involved, really digging into being trained on a suite of value-based services that are delivered face-to-face and remotely to patients under the care of the pharmacist. And these services include, but are not limited to, things like medication reconciliation and review, pharmacogenomic testing and counseling, what that means to the patient and their life and in moving forward with certain medications that may not be metabolizing as intended, annual wellness visits and risk assessment, advanced care planning, clinical tracks and care coordination, chronic care management, and one of the most favorite ones for me is that remote patient monitoring because of how that's going to fold back into a buying group that you and I will be directing over the next year in 2020. So let's break this down for listeners who are interested in a career that's out of the box, not necessarily behind the bench, not that there's anything wrong with that, but really bringing something different to the pharmacy space.
Well, what a setup. Todd, when I entered, and I apologize for my raspy voice, but when I entered St. John's University back in 1974 as a student of pharmacy, you know, my dream was to gain the knowledge and the skills that would allow me to practice as a pharmacist. You know, it was a five-year program back then, and when I completed it, I was going to be a registered pharmacist with a Bachelor of Science degree. I dreamed in those days of owning my own store, like my father. He owned a pharmacy in Queens for over 60 years. Well, sadly, he never got to see me complete this journey, or really see the passion that I have and still have for the pharmacy profession, as he died at the end of the first semester that I was at St. John's. Well, I have to fast forward to today because so much has happened in our profession that the change is really not necessarily for the good. How is that pharmacist going to continue to be doc? How is he or she going to help the patients? So every day I think about ways to really advance the careers of pharmacists and put them at the point of care. And like you said, there's nothing wrong with the dispensing part of our business. But like my dad, I wanted to help more people. And because of the environments in those dispensing worlds, it really made it hard. It made it hard for me to get to that patient, to really show the compassion and empathy that I did have and do have in my heart. Because my dad went to work every day. Actually, he didn't go on Wednesdays. He said the doctors were playing golf that day. But he went there because he really loved to help the people in his neighborhood who all knew him as Doc, who all went to him even before they went to the physician. So when I took the opportunity at CVS to be a pharmacist, I wanted to be that doc. I wanted to be that person. And I found the pathway to do it through collaboration, Todd. We can talk about advocacy for provider status, but we are providers every day. We care for the patients. We just wait for the legislation to come. But while I waited, I moved across the street. So today, RxVIP is launching a nationwide career job posting through the Pharmacy Podcast Network. And because the nation, Todd, that listens to your broadcast are forward-thinking, they want to advance the profession of pharmacy just like you do and have been doing for almost 12 years now. So I'm so proud to say that, kind of like the election and the primaries, every state in the union will have their voice and have their opportunity to become part of a paradigm shift in the way pharmacists can practice their profession at the top of their license. So if you will allow me to kind of talk about exactly what a concierge PharmD will do in a physician's office and remotely, I'd be happy to do that, Todd. Will you give me an opportunity to do that?
I'd like to hear about this because there's going to be listeners that are going to want to jump right into this opportunity.
Well, let me start with the question that comes at the end of the dialogue. Because in healthcare and in business, everyone says, what's in it for me? How much am I going to make by doing something for my career? Well, my father-in-law, Bernie, used to tell me every year, when I'd say, how much am I going to make next year? He says, how much do you want to earn? You can earn as much as you want. Here's the pathway. So I took that message and I have put a compensation together with Jason Cavallino and Crystal Cruz, who worked with us tirelessly from day one to develop the model, and Peter Bechtel and others who have joined our team to make it a scalable model that will compensate a PharmD significantly more than they make in a traditional retail environment, because you are not going to be paid an hourly wage and then just dumped with extra tasks to do. What we're going to do is make you a provider. Providers in physician offices do encounters. You're going to do an encounter, and we'll call it a baseline encounter, and it'll be about an hour. And you're going to meet face-to-face with that patient. During that hour, and you touched on it, you're going to do a medication reconciliation. You're going to talk about pharmacogenomics and how a simple test can avoid adverse drug reactions and lower the cost of healthcare by eliminating trial and error. You're going to administer that test if it's ordered by the physician and if it's appropriate. And then you're going to do, as you mentioned, an annual wellness visit. All of it will be on an iPad for you. We put it into the hands of the people who can help patients the most. We're putting the pharmacy profession in the palm of the hand of the concierge PharmDs we will be bringing on board. And in that 20-minute assessment, you will gain assessments for their behavioral health, for their cognitive services, and you'll do a fall risk assessment. Todd, when someone who's relatively healthy takes an unexpected fall, they not only fall to the ground, their entire health could be compromised. And the next thing you know, they're in a nursing home or a rehab center and they're depressed and other things happen. So we do these things to prevent what's going to happen with that patient. So in that hour, you will generate for the physician a significant amount of money, well over $100, close to $140 in medically necessary billable services. You, as the pharmacist who delivers that encounter, will be paid a significant amount of money, just like the physician. And I will explain dollar for dollar. Full transparency. I know that's difficult to talk about when PBMs and pharmacy comes in, but every pharmacist who we talk to will see full transparency of every code, of every dollar, of every revenue stream that is developed by their encounters with an exact amount in their contract of how much they will make for delivering that in the first hour. So Todd, that's what we call a baseline encounter. And I did two of them this morning with students of pharmacy sitting right next to me, watching me talk, introduce this concept of having a pharmacist be part of the care team at the office of Michael Goodman. And they love it. Todd, who doesn't love a pharmacist?
Yeah, it's one of the most trusted providers of healthcare by year after year of the stats coming back from many of the surveys that are done. And the reason being is the hands-on and the touch from that pharmacist as follow-up to the therapy that the physician has instituted, it makes sense, and it really drives adherence as well. And that's so important. That's a $300 billion price tag of not being adherent, and what that means in losing about 125,000 lives per year, and what pharmacists can do to have a changeable impact in our entire healthcare industry. It's really, in my opinion, it's the untapped silver bullet in many ways to follow up more so with what a pharmacist is able to do today.
So let's talk about what happens after that baseline. And again, I will show every pharmacist that they will make significantly more than an hourly wage on that baseline encounter. Significantly more. Now, you're going to review, you're going to schedule an appointment for that patient to come back for a second consultation to review the baseline, to review the information that's generated by the technology that we have to create a care plan for the whole year for that patient. You will share it with the doctor because everything we do is under the supervision and direction of the physician. Yes, we are doctors of pharmacy, but we are pharmacists. We are not the doctor. So what we do is collaborate with that physician to do things that he or she may not have the time to do and provide that information so they can review that care plan. And if that patient is appropriately needed because they're diabetic or obese or COPD, in that review session, we will give them the opportunity to continue to sit with that pharmacist face-to-face and remotely through consultations of telehealth and remote patient monitoring, and something which is very cool called direct observed therapy, where a patient can take a picture on their iPhone of them taking the pill, of them doing their injection properly, to connect that PharmD with that patient as his or her provider. All of those connective points to the patient create additional billable services for the physician, which means that the billable services delivered by the pharmacist will be compensated to him or her. Let me give you a round number. An obese or diabetic patient or someone suffering with COPD or cardiovascular who goes through the RxVIP PharmD concierge program that I just told you, a baseline encounter, 60 minutes, a 30-minute review of that baseline encounter, and a clinical track personalized care plan approved by the doctor for their specific disease will generate upwards of $2,500 for that practice. And as I said before, the person who's delivering it, remember, is going to be paid a significant amount close to what I just mentioned. And why do I say that? I'm a big guy. I'm 300 pounds plus. I don't tap dance. The only reason I can't tell any listener exactly how much money is because every patient is different. Every patient has different needs through this clinical track. So when I talk about a range where a pharmacist might be able to make $1,500 to $1,700 to $1,800 to $1,900 by caring for a patient, one patient, over the course of the year, the correct way, the way you can't do in retail, the way you can't do by just dispensing medication. You are their provider. And for that, you are compensated significantly more than in the dispensing world or in the salaried world or in any other world that I'm aware of in pharmacy. We are literally creating an accountable care organization of like-minded pharmacists who want to help patients. And if you're listening to what's going on in our industry, accountable care organizations, ACO, are mandated to help patients and keep them on a path of better health so that they can be paid for those services. And if they don't deliver them, they don't get paid. So I believe we are accountable as pharmacists. Certainly anyone who works in a retail environment knows those supervisors hold them accountable. But we're more accountable to our license, Todd, than anything else. We do care, and we are an organization, and I believe that needs to be unified in helping patients. It doesn't matter what sector of pharmacy you work in, chain store, independent, specialty, hospital, anything you want. We want everyone to know that one day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, or full time, you can be a PharmD concierge. I'll call you a patient advocate because you are a provider in our world. Todd, something's coming up at the end of this week that I'd love you to touch base on to the listeners. That is, it's a good day and a bad day for a lot of people. And it's Friday, this Friday. Could you talk about that? And then I'll mention what we're doing to address that situation.
So we're talking about those pharmacists out there who have worked tirelessly and very hard in getting a residency or getting in placement with a health system, hospital system. And many of you, more than not, will not be chosen for that, which can bring a tremendous amount of stress, especially when you have student loans coming up. So this program that Ken's talking about, the RxVIP concierge movement, is quite exciting because it gives you not only the experience, but it also gives you the ability to actually generate income.
Absolutely. We are going to announce today on the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and with this network that we are going to take applications from every student who has applied for a residency, because you can still do this in addition to what you're doing, and all those students who won't be matched. You may go for the second round, and we encourage you to do that. Nothing we're talking about today, Todd, is to change anyone's mind or direction in where they want to be in our profession. But the Concierge PharmD program allows everyone to do just like what I did years ago. I took a day off from what I was doing, and I went to become someone who worked for the patient at the point of care. We will give every matched or unmatched student who is going to get a notification on Friday an opportunity to apply for a position in your neighborhood, in your community. You're not going to have to travel across the country. You're not going to have to go outside of where your circle of influences of where you want to be. Because Todd, if I think about how many doctors' offices, how many clinics, how many ACOs, because we speak to them every day about what we're doing, and they're very excited about our ability to deliver the things they need. Todd, how many of those environments can you think of in Pittsburgh or anywhere, because you travel all over the country, where a pharmacist is embedded in that physician office as part of the care team?
That's what excites me about it, Ken, because like you said, there's hundreds of, you draw a 30-mile radius around your right where you live, and there's hundreds of physicians out there that would welcome this kind of help. And the training that you give to these pharmacists and pharmacy future leaders will make sense, and you actually help them to understand how the process works. And then you also build a very interesting reputation and network within your community as a care provider, as a pharmacist.
Agree. You know, there are so many things going on in our world today that it's kind of hard to see the bright light or the bright side and feel comfortable. I mean, you know, we're on the verge of conversation about a major coronavirus, you know, health issue, you know, that's global at this point. You know, it also impacts our economy. And it's kind of on the eve of Super Tuesday, you know, which is occurring during a very chaotic election year that, thinking about all the things that are happening, Todd, it makes my hair hurt. But when you think about the good things that we can do as care providers, so that together we could walk up and march up to the steps next year of whoever is running this country and say, we as pharmacists can lower the cost of healthcare. We as pharmacists can deal with the issues of medication pricing and the fact that patients can't afford their medication. That we as pharmacists, as the medication experts, can do much, much more. And the fact that we are not providers on your steps of your Capitol buildings doesn't mean we're not providers in the neighborhoods that we live and work in. Let us show you what we're doing now by having close to our goal over 1,000 physician and clinic and healthcare environments staffed by RxVIP PharmD concierges by the end of this year. That's a powerful, powerful statement for the unity of pharmacy to say, look at how we're saving lives. Look at how we're saving money. Because we all talk the talk. But when you talk the talk about provider status and then walk the walk to show measurable results, we are documenting our encounters from baseline to results. We are showing measurable results in having a pharmacist directly involved in the care team. Who doesn't want to think that putting a pharmacist with a physician is a bad thing? It's not. We just let our ego get in the way sometimes and say, hey, this is how much it's going to cost you, Dr. So-and-so, to bring me in. Look at all the wonderful things I can do. Well, if you take the how much it's going to cost me off the conversation, what pharmacist can't walk in and say, I'm a pharmacist who cares? I'm in the neighborhood serving patients that in your community, I want to help your practice serve more patients. You're not there from Walgreens or CVS or the corner drugstore. You're there because you have a license to practice pharmacy and you care about patients. Well, your consultation to that doctor includes the fact that, doctor, there's no out-of-pocket expense for you or your practice or your patients to have a pharmacist in your office on your staff, not paid by you, delivering better outcomes, more in reimbursement for your practice, and better quality metrics so your practice can continue to thrive. If that doctor says, I'm not interested, just walk out. Because he or she does not recognize the value of a pharmacist, which is immense in the healthcare system. And I believe together we can attain provider status by talking about it, walking about it, and doing it to show measurable results.
I will have show notes below so that you can reach out and get involved, as well as reach Ken and the application. Ken, is there anything else that we have to let these listeners know about in order to engage?
Well, no. I think the issue is that there's no hidden agenda. We're going to provide training so that you go and do the best pharmacist opportunity as possible. There's no cost for the training. You know, we believe that everyone spent a lot enough money on their education already. This is to advance your career and enhance your position as a care provider. And we're thrilled for everyone who brings the opportunity to us, because we feel blessed that there are pharmacists out there who care and want to take care of patients. So my number, you can call me directly, because it's not about a resume. It's not about a CV. You have to really want to care and do something that's different. This is different, but it's the same. You want to be doc. You want to be that pharmacist that the patients and the community relies on. Don't give up your day job. Don't leave where you're working. Try this and you will see how good it is for you professionally, financially, and giving you the opportunity to practice at the height of your license. So call me, 1-844-MY-RX-VIP, 697-9847. Burn the phones off. We're going to start doing something every Tuesday where we're going to actually start to do webinars and dial-in and things like that, that using the technology and the reach that the Pharmacy Podcast Network has. But don't wait for us. Come forward. Take that step. There'll be a link on the show notes to apply. We're taking applications in every state of the union because there are doctors and clinics and hospitals and ACOs in every state of the union who need you. And we want to put you on that pathway to provider status. So thank you, Todd, for being as proactive and as aggressive and a friend of the pharmacy profession by allowing us to bring this message to your listeners today.
Thank you, Ken, for being part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network and bringing innovative practice opportunities for our pharmacists. This stuff is amazing and gets me excited to actually get you on the Pharmacy Podcast to share this. And we will take questions. If you want to tweet us, we're always at Pharmacy Podcast. We are there on Instagram as well. We'll get you in touch with Ken. You can go to our blog section and leave us a voicemail. If you'd like, we can integrate your voice into future episodes about being a care provider. Ken, I want to thank you for this episode. It's very special in order to really move our practice ahead without waiting. It's just time to get out there and do it.
We agree. And if it's not the phone call, if you're more comfortable with an email, I'll even send you a recording of the kind of presentation we make to the physicians who you will be working with. Again, total transparency. There are no surprises. Email me, go to our website, rxvipconcierge.com, and go to the Contact Us section and just tell me your name, you heard about me and about this opportunity on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and I will send you a recording of the presentations we make to those physicians for you to get you positioned in those practices and healthcare environments. No surprises, nothing behind the green door. This is all about transparency and helping the pharmacy profession.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Ken. And thank you, listeners, for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and what you're doing out there. Keep pushing as hard as you can. There are changes coming to our industry. We know that there's frustration, but we are here to help. Reach out to us with any questions about your career, and we'll definitely help. And with that, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.